Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
22. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'll be co-hosting with Owen Schroyer today. We have some of the biggest developments yet in the ongoing proxy war between NATO and Russia in Ukraine coming up in the next segment. But the first thing I want to break down is this. The evaporating borders, the disintegration of the dollar, the attack on the family, the breakdown in basic government services, the globalist move to cut back the size of police forces and turn them into political operatives and commissars is being directed worldwide, not just nationwide. And that's why you see the same policies in New York as you see in California, the same policies you see in places like Milwaukee that you see in Broward County, Florida. They are carrying out a program of societal collapse because they think that you're so stupid and they think that I'm so stupid that during their great reset, where they're collapsing to then build back better, their new world order, that we won't blame the globalists, we won't blame the left for all the policies that destroy civilizations. But if we are able to expose them and the fact that they're the ones bragging that they're actually doing this to break down the infrastructure for a post-industrial world where almost everyone is either depopulated or lives like serfs without even running water or electricity, and the elites live in their own compounds, in their own mini-cities, basically like the movie Elysium, but here on the Earth, or like the books, The Hunger Games. That is the globalist program. And all over the United States and all over Europe, there are now giant no-go zones where up to a third of Paris or large areas of Brussels, large areas of London, you can't even go into if you are a Christian or if you're white, if you're not a Muslim, or if you're not part of one of the criminal gangs. It's just a fact that we have brought in all these groups that always take over and only allow their group to be wherever they are. They are not open society like we are. So when George Soros calls his organization the Open Society, it's beyond critical to understand that that is a play on words. It's a sick joke because he's creating societies that aren't open. And now we see in many areas of the U.S., mail delivery is being suspended or terminated areas because the crime is so high and things are so lawless. And we see all the snatch and grabs going on and the carjackings exploding. And the news, most of the time, won't even report on it now when it happens, and they won't report on the race of who is committing the crime. Because, again, they don't want people to be held accountable, and they want to sell this paradigm that all crime comes from white people. And that is white bureaucrats selling that because they're using third world populations to politically and culturally conquer the West. They don't want anybody to organize and say no to it before it's too late. So here is a short clip from the local news in Santa Monica where, again, they're having to suspend mail deliveries because of the harassment, the assaults, the robbery. And as you see this clip and hear this clip, remember, Macron just came out in France last week with people being robbed and killed, and a guy defending himself from robbers in his house and shot him, that defending yourself is a crime. Under the left, they get security guards, they get bodyguards, but you are disarmed and they take the police away, except for only having some police for political enforcement. So here's the clip, and we'll be right back on the other side with the huge Russia-Ukraine proxy war developments. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Good morning, Tony and Araxia. Yes, it's a definitely concerning situation here on the 1300 block of 14th Street in Santa Monica, where residents say they have suspended mail service because of the fact that their mail carriers have been attacked or threatened or assaulted. And they say this has been going on for a few weeks now. Even one resident saying they saw mail strewn about the street because a man kicked over the cart and basically threatened the mail carrier with a golf club or some type of bat. So because of all this, the Postal Service here in Santa Monica sent a letter on April 7th last week saying that the mail service will be suspended for this area. About 200 families will be impacted because this because it's just not safe for their letter carriers to be out here delivering the mail. Now, of course, residents are concerned about this and wondering why they can't just apprehend the person involved in all this, making the threats. Obviously, the Postal Service, according to this letter that they issued to the residents, say that this isn't a decision they made.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand into a horse. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, and there's an extremely critical article on the front page of InfoWars.com written by Paul Joseph Watson. It links through to the top publication in France and has the excerpts and the video of one of the most respected journalists in the nation reporting on the fact that, quote, Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned home from Ukraine. Now, why is this important? Well, as I told you before this even started in February officially, that the United States and NATO had thousands of U.S. Special Forces, British SAS and others, in the country since before 2014 when the State Department overthrew the elected government. George Soros brags about this on CNN. They have policy reports put out by the State Department. This is not even hidden. It's an absolute fact. But the public is totally and completely not just naive, but illiterate when it comes to geopolitics and the military and the things that are happening. But the reason this is a big deal is that Americans aren't even hiding it anymore, the American troops, that they are fully in charge of running the brigades, recruiting the people, vetting who is in it, and then training them on the anti-tank, anti-aircraft, the switchblade drones, and so much more. And that then U.S. assets in space are helping direct it all. Now, this is a direct war with the Russians, and I'll say it again. The West started this war. The West started this proxy war. And that doesn't mean that I support what Vladimir Putin's doing, but I certainly do not support what George Soros and the international war criminals have done starting this proxy war that they're now blaming on the entire world economic collapse, which was set up by the central banks devaluing currencies and the two-year lockdown around the world. But here's the article. Just remember, you get this tomorrow's news today. We're telling you this years ago and warning in October that war was coming in February, and that it would then probably expand massively, and that the Chinese would also go into Taiwan. That's the intel I have. They haven't done it yet. I think they're watching to see what happens to the Russians. But here it is. Americans are in charge of the war, says French journalist who returned from Ukraine. A French journalist who returned from Ukraine after arriving with volunteer fighters told broadcaster C News that Americans are directly in charge of the war on the ground. The assertion was made by Le Figaro senior international correspondent George Malbrant. It continues. Malebrant said he had accompanied French volunteer fighters, two of whom had previously fought against ISIS. I had the surprise, and so did they, to discover that to be able to enter the Ukrainian army, well, it's the Americans who are in charge, he said. The video is posted right there on Infowars.com, where you can watch it. Adding that he and the volunteers almost got, quote, arrested by the Americans who asserted they were in charge. The journalist then revealed that they were forced to sign a contract until the end of the war. And who is in charge? It's the Americans. I saw my own eyes, he said, adding, I thought I was with the international brigades, and I found myself facing the Pentagon. The journalist went on to say he also mentioned America is providing Ukraine switchblade suicide drones, something highlighted by the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in a tweet that revealed Ukrainian soldiers were being trained to use the devices in Biloxi, Mississippi. We also have the photo of the Pentagon tweet on Infowars.com. Citing a French intelligence source, he also tweeted that British SAS units have been present in Ukraine since the beginning of the war, as did the American Delta Force. Russia is apparently well aware of the secret war being waged in Ukraine by foreign commandos and has been in the region since February. And it just goes on from there. Ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin knew when he went in to Ukraine he was facing the best special forces of the Western world. He knew he was throwing a very, very small military comparatively against them. And you just have to pull back and think that this is really very, very reckless behavior. And the only thing more reckless is George Soros, the globalist, starting this whole damn thing, and it makes me extremely angry and pissed off. We have evil running our governments, and we know it. They run the policies, the transgenderism and the children, and the pedophilia and the grooming and the open borders and the devaluation of currencies and the poison fluoride in the water and the GMO deadly shots, and everything's happening. It is a curse. These are not Americans. These are not Brits. These are not French. These are not Europeans that are running this new world order. These are evil, corrupt globalist forces. And Paul Joseph Watson's article goes on to show the polls that upwards of 80% of Americans and Europeans and Brits, it's about the same number, 75% to 85% they average, some of them as high as 90% in polls, do not want any aid or any direct involvement of the West against Russia. This is on their doorstep. It's where Russia started. We should not be getting involved in these affairs. But instead, the people that run our country have actually started the whole damn thing. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we witness with the U.S. sending in tens of billions of dollars a month now. That's the real number. Into this giant expanding proxy war that the Russians just threatened yesterday may lead and will probably lead if it continues to expand into a direct military confrontation with the West. And now NATO and the U.S. are shipping armored vehicles and tanks and other devices of war directly into the combat zone. And this is so dangerous. This is so, so, so evil. And they're controlling the Ukrainian border, the U.S. government is, but not our southern border as Biden prepares to completely erase it entirely. So remember that and think about while we're being imploded and while servicemen and women are homeless on the street, while people die of fentanyl every 5 minutes, I think it's every minute or so actually, while the whole society collapses and its test scores go to almost zero in many school districts, they have some school districts where no one can pass a test. As all of that happens, we're told we've got to follow this TV actor Zelensky and do everything he says. So we are in deep, deep, deep trouble. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin. He's been trying to modernize Russia. He's been trying to move them onto organic farming. He's been promoting the family, and he's been banning the leftist Disney-style grooming garbage. And so on that front, he is better than the globalist elites we have here that are in control. But I am not on Russia's side. I am not on America's side. I am on the side of truth and the side of God and the side of his son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I hope everyone will pray for world peace. And pray for Americans to wake up and be America first when it comes to defending our nation and our borders and our sovereignty. Because I am an American and I am loyal and I do love this country. And that means I actually love the interest of this nation and also above that, the interest of God and what God dictates. God, family, country. God, family, country. Not Disney, George Soros, New World Order, Club of Rome, World Economic Forum. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Tomorrow is the last day of the giant up to 75% off mega blowout sale on so many amazing items. The t-shirt sale will continue until they're sold out. That is t-shirts, all t-shirts, and other apparel at cost. Infowarsstore.com. Without your support, we will shut down and be off the air. With your support, we'll continue to fight on at point blank range with the globalists, but we need your funds now. We're in the thick of the battle, trying to stay on air right now, so please pray for us. Please share the live links, and please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the amazing specials and great products that will enrich you and your family's lives, and will also fund us and keep us on the air to reach out and inform others. So again, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com, band.video. Because we are the resistance. We are humanity. We're building a pro-human future. All right, back to the great Owen Schroyer, who's now returned, who's hosting the show, and I will be back later this afternoon, and I will be in studio tomorrow, but taking care of some critical developments here today. You'll hear about very, very soon. God bless and good luck.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back with more from Alex on the other side. Our fourth hour guest host today is Alex Stein, and I'm looking forward to him being in.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a maximum alert. Maximum alert.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Globalist leaders installed by the World Economic Forum, from Europe to the United States, from Canada to New Zealand, are openly announcing the plan for a new planetary lockdown sometime in the next 6 to 8 months. The head of the health service in Canada came out and said it 2 weeks ago. German officials said it last week. Australian officials said it this week. They're all reading off of the WEF's playbook, the World Economic Forum. They are collapsing the world economy to get the public into greater debt, to force everyone to accept the cashless society control grid. Last night, Tucker Carlson was completely over the target when he pointed out that the massive lockdowns in China, just one in Shanghai, has 33 plus million people under total lockdown in nightmare dystopic images right out of a zombie apocalypse of tens of millions locked up, thousands of vans taking people away to emergency centers who aren't even sick, images of thousands of cats and dogs in bags being taken off to be exterminated. And what are they telling you? All mammals are evil. All mammals are bad. All birds are bad because they can carry the coronavirus, the most common virus in the world. By designating the coronavirus evil, and with fake PCR tests, they list all life as evil and as garbage that the global government can target. That is phase two of their plan to list all life on planet Earth as evil that they regulate control, to make living itself a crime. That's why they first banned one-fourth of Earth's life force in the carbon cycle, carbon dioxide, that then produces the oxygen in plants, and you have the carbon cycle with water, sunshine, and the two key gases. That's why I say the globalists behave like aliens that are terraforming the planet. Everything they're doing is actually attacking the planet and destroying its atmosphere in the name of saving it and targeting all basic life forms on Earth and undermining the systems of Earth's regenerative control. Here is part of the powerful Tucker Carlson opening monologue that's posted on Infowars.com. Please get it and please share it if you want to raise the alarm. It's titled Video. Tucker Carlson warns Shanghai's brutal lockdown is coming to America. Ladies and gentlemen, you are being targeted for extermination. This is real. The global elites are acting as if they are an off-world species here to destroy all life on planet. Whether that's the case or not, all the red flags and all the indicators point towards that. Regardless, these people are anti-human and must be opposed. I'm Alex Jones, the tip of the spear. This broadcast is the tip of the spear. And you listening are the tip of the spear. And we salute Tucker Carlson and others. Because if we don't expose the WEF's global plan to collapse the world economy for their depopulation goal of 2030, we have no hope. But if we have a mass awakening and epiphany to this, we can and we will win. Now, Tucker Carlson coming up, and then Owen Schroyer.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's site. Happy Monday. The first mass quarantine in human history began in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. That was back in the beginning of 2020. Within days, pictures and videos of what was happening there began to appear on English language social media. And at the time, the images were shocking to everyone in the West. The Communist Party of China had effectively imprisoned 11 million people simultaneously. The citizens of Wuhan were confined by government order to their apartments, and those who tried to leave sometimes found themselves welded inside. Some of them starved to death. Authorities in hazmat suits dragged screaming citizens into vans and then drove them to internment camps. Watching this, you could barely believe it. China seemed to have gone insane, moving from authoritarian to dystopian in a single day. So this was the world's introduction to COVID-19, a virus we later learned the Chinese government itself helped create. Looking back, it all seems like a bad dream. COVID panic has now ended. The virus no longer constitutes a public health crisis in this or any other country. And it's clear in retrospect that government lockdowns, whatever their motives, in the end hurt far more people than COVID itself did. The much-touted vaccines, meanwhile, provided nowhere near the protection the drug companies had promised, and at the same time came with significant risks that even now have not been openly discussed. So at this point, knowing all this, as everybody does, countries all over the world are lifting their coronavirus restrictions. Next will come the apologies, and then, in the free countries at least, lawsuits and criminal charges against the people who did this. So we're just beginning to reckon with the nightmare that all of us have lived through. And it's impossible to imagine living through it again. But in China, they are living through it again. The government of China has just completely shut down the city of Shanghai. Shanghai is the biggest city in the country. It's one of the largest cities in the world. More than 25 million people live in Shanghai. And the lockdown there is, by all accounts, more brutal and more far-reaching than anything we saw in Wuhan 2 years ago. Watch.
Well, if you think Wuhan 2020 was bad, welcome to Shanghai 2022. This has been like no other lockdown, and it's in the country's cosmopolitan and most affluent financial hub of all places. So this door behind me, this is my exit to the outside alleyway. And late last night, I heard them taping up my door along with the doors of my neighbors. They're placing a paper seal so as to keep it closed. Some buildings with positive cases inside, well, they're locked shut from the outside. They're using bicycle locks and padlocks just to keep people in.
So for once, CNN is not exaggerating. You have 25 million people locked inside their homes. You have the largest prison camp in human history. Anyone who tests positive for COVID is shoved into a van and then taken to a quarantine camp. Watch it happen to this child. So where are those vans going? Well, here are pictures of a quarantine camp in China. The child you just saw may be there now. Many thousands of Chinese citizens are. At this camp, mattresses are strewn on the floor of cells. There's no water. There's just one shared toilet. Just days ago, the inmates you see here were living ordinary lives in their own homes. Now they're in prison. What happened to the lives they left behind? What happened to the dogs and cats they left at home? Well, chances are Chinese police beat those dogs and cats to death on the street. That's happening tonight all over Shanghai, a mass slaughter of pets. Now, we hesitate even to show this to you. It's too horrible, but it's also real, and we thought you should know.
The COVID prevention worker was caught on camera bashing to death a pet corgi. Apparently, this happened after the pet's owner had tested reportedly positive for COVID-19 and taken away to a quarantine center. It was a resident in the compound who filmed this video and filmed how this health worker used a shovel to strike the corgi 3 times before the pet dog died on the scene.
A corgi beaten to death with a shovel. In China, that's COVID protection. The Chinese government has also confiscated some huge but unknown number of house cats from people's homes, thrown them in bags, and left them on sidewalks to be killed.
All right, folks, we don't want to go the way of China. And we know the World Economic Forum and the Democrat operators want us to go the way of China. We'll have more from Alex Jones on the other side.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Is about to take over, but I just wanted to very calmly say this again. This operation has been the first and the loudest voice exposing the plan for global lockdowns, forced inoculations, because we were aware of Operation Lockstep and other globalist documents. But even before that, we were aware of this information from our Pentagon sources, not just General Stubblebine or Dr. Rima Lebo, but others that had treated heads of state
and where they talked about this virus release fear plan to bring in the cashless society for more than 30 years. So the fact is, they only put a pause on this in some areas because political opposition was rising, and they didn't want the resistance to coalesce to a point where we took over our governments. So they push. When they wake us up, they back off, and then we go back to sleep, and they push again. And you see, you've been conditioned by the last attack, so you don't get as upset the second time. That's why we've got to stay upset, focused, informed, and vocal. Exposing the global biomedical regime is key. Everything you see happening in China and those horrors is coming here. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is more important than ever. We were the first to be censored at a mass scale. We were censored at the highest levels because they know we have the intel to defeat their new world order. So please keep us on air and share the live feeds at InfoWars.com/show and, of course, band.video. But whatever you do, pray for this operation because without that, we're going nowhere. With that, we are unstoppable. And support the local AM/FM affiliates, TV affiliates, and so many others. Whatever you do, continue to realize God is in control, and the globalists are trying to play God, but they will be defeated, and their God, their false God, Satan, will be punished. All right, back to Owen Schroer in the live transmission.
All right, thank you, Alex, and we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroer with you for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show. We do have great guests coming up today. We've got an individual that was injured by a vaccine, the COVID vaccine, sadly had to have a leg amputated. And the doctors even said, yeah, the vaccine did this to you. So the media won't touch that story. So we'll make sure that that news gets out. Very sad situation. More vaccine injuries. The bought and paid for by Big Pharma news corporations don't want you to hear about because Pfizer sponsors their shows, and that's how they make their millions of dollars. We don't do that here. We're not corrupt scum here, like corporate news is for the most part. And we also have one of the inventors of the 3D gun concept and model, Cody Wilson, is going to be in studio with us as well. Both of those guests are in the third hour of today's Alex Jones Show. And then Alex Stein, who is just on fire lately and really has, I would say, created a new genre of content, and that's going to city council citizen communication forums, public speaking forums, and using that public speaking time to bring real world issues to the fore, but with the slant of parody or satire, which would be like, so it'd be like, we're not there yet. We may actually be there now. We just don't know it yet because these things take time to pull off. But it'd be like if somebody, I mean, let's just say I decided I'm gonna shave my beard and start wearing a women's clothes or something and play women's golf, just to show that some hack golfer can go play women's golf and be the best on the tour. Now maybe that's a bad example. I'm just saying that'd be taking a real issue, which is men competing as women, and then doing that as satire, but doing it, actually going out on the field and doing it, and then watching the response saying, hey, whoa, you can't do that. And so now that's what's happening is Alex Stein and another great comedian, really, Cassidy Campbell, who I'm trying to get on the War Room today later as well, I'll be hosting that. They're now told, oh, you can't come here and talk about trans issues. You can't come to my city council and talk about trans kids. Well, what do you mean? That's the big issue. That's what the Democrats are doing in all these cities. They want trans kids. They're having gay pride parades for kids. They're having trans awareness days. But then you're not allowed to go use that as an issue to show how ridiculous it is. Which just means that the left and all these politicians know that their logic is flawed. And it's all a lie. It's all a hoax. It's all political. So that's all coming up, and I'm looking very much forward to it. And I'm thinking about just opening up the phone lines and asking the question, Do you believe we're going to go into Chinese-style lockdowns like Tucker Carlson was predicting last night? Or maybe just maybe not the total Chinese style, but is it going to be the same timetable? Is it going to be, oh, I didn't even know this, transgender woman wins Florida mini tour event set side squarely on LPGA. I'm sorry, I'm focused here telling you what's coming up, but I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's just outrageous, folks, men or women. I mean, how much longer can we endure this insanity? Why are we being conquered by illogic and demonic activity? It's just unbelievable. But getting back to my point, opening up the phone lines maybe and just taking calls through the whole second hour, do you think we're going to go into a Chinese-style COVID lockdown, or is it going to be the same timetable where, if you recall in 2020, you started seeing everything coming out of China, the lockdowns, the hazmat suits, the panic, and then about a month or two after that, it hit the U.S., and so are we going to see a similar timetable here where it's okay, we're seeing everything happening in China, we're about a month, maybe two removed from that coming here. So maybe we'll open up the phone lines and ask that question in the second hour. But, you know, as I see that story on Infowars.com about Matt Gaetz getting into it with Lloyd Austin, and I say good for Matt Gaetz, and I tip my cap, and I tip my cap to the other fighters we have in Congress. But here's what it is, folks. And maybe Matt Gaetz has already made this intellectual leap or this intellectual decision. You can tell which members of Congress have and which haven't made this intellectual decision, this intellectual leap. That is, maybe at one point in time they just figured, I'm going into Congress and, you know, I'm going to be a good congressman and I'm not going to be corrupt or whatever, and I'm just going to get in there and do my thing. But it's a whole new burden to bear. It's a whole new intellectual, philosophical conundrum to work your way through when you get up there and you realize you can't just be, there is no just sitting in the Congress and being a good person. You either fight the evil or you don't. So a lot of good people are out there, but they never got in it to fight the evil. They just got in it to be in it, or they got in it for whatever other motive. And maybe they're not bad people, and so now they're in there, and they're like, whoa, I've got to make a decision. I'm either going to sit idly by and let evil conquer America, or I'm going to make the intellectual, philosophical decision that I'm going to fight for good no matter the cost. And the cost is heavy. Believe me, I've paid it. I pay it every day. So most people get involved, and people who get involved in media and all this other stuff, they haven't made that intellectual leap yet. They haven't made that philosophical decision yet that wherever I stand politically or wherever I stand in my career or culturally or whatever, I'm going up against evil now. And that is a whole nother form of commitment. But you've seen the ones in Congress that have made it. It's Matt Gaetz. It's Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's Paul Gosar. It's Madison Cawthorn. It's a small handful of them. It's Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she's not in Congress anymore, but it's clear. I mean, you either stand up against this evil or you comply with it. There's no in between.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider,
if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let me do a quick programming layout for you here as we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today, taking care of very important business. It's crazy here, folks. And you know, maybe I'm going to try to explain something right now, but let me just do a programming layout. I'm going to open calls when we get into the next hour. I'll come back in the first segment and I'll open up the phone line. I'll get out the number and we'll take your calls. And the question is, do you believe Chinese style lockdowns like we're seeing in Shanghai right now? I mean, you want to talk about human oppression. You want to talk about mass imprisonment of innocent civilians. It's happening in Shanghai right now. It's communism for you. Authoritarianism for you. Medical fascism for you. Everything that the left is supposed to be fighting against, but is on the side of. It's really quite an amazing time to be alive. And the question is, do you believe those style lockdowns, that oppression, that tyranny, that authoritarianism is coming to America? And of course, if it does, and I guess this is more of a rhetorical question because everybody knows the answer, if such an authoritarian style of lockdown and oppression would come to America in the name of COVID, who would be promoting it? Who would be introducing legislation? Well, I think we all know who that would be. And would that not be the ultimate evil done upon us once again by the same people over and over and over again? It's always the same people, isn't it? Which gets back to what I was finishing up with in the last segment. Most people who get into positions of power, whether it be in government or big, you know, climb the corporate ladder or whatever, they don't have a philosophy or a mindset or a psychological approach to the activities that they're engaged in that go beyond just their own lives from a perspective of, I'm either standing up against the evil, I'm either making that choice, I'm making that philosophical approach to this, I'm standing against the evil, or whether you're complicit with it or sit idly by or are in on it, you're all on the same team at that point. And you might think, hey, well, I'm not involved in it, but you're sitting idly by. Well, then you're going to be conquered by it. That's the philosophical approach that you're seeing some make the commitment to now, like a Madison Cawthorn, like a Matt Gaetz, like a Marjorie Taylor Greene, like a Lauren Boebert. And you notice they're the ones that get attacked the most, just like InfoWars. See, that's the foundation of the philosophy here at InfoWars. Maybe we're the best broadcasters on the planet. Maybe we're the worst. Maybe we're the most entertaining. Maybe we're the least. We approach what we do here every day, from the people that make this show happen to the people that work in our warehouse to the people that come on air, our commitment, our approach is that we stand against this evil. What evil? How about the evil of what you're seeing in China that they're probably going to bring here? How about the evil of the left wanting to sexually pervert your children? How about the evil of teaching children how to be racists? Should we go on? The evil of war, the evil of fake news, the evil of government corruption, political imprisonment, political persecution, lies, deception, propaganda. I mean, for God's sakes, Anthony Fauci tortures puppies. That's the evil we stand against. That's our commitment. There's no wavering. There's no waking up in the morning and asking if that's the commitment we have. It's seared into our soul. Like a brand on a cattle, we're fighting evil here. And slowly but surely, others are starting to see it and make that commitment as well. Because it's almost like, I mean, is it like a next level genius thing, or is it really the most basic survival instinct? To realize you're on a track for extermination. To realize that you're viewed as a slave or even worse, a termite, a pest, a cancer on this planet, and you have been diagnosed for extermination. So is that next level genius to realize that's what's going on? Or is that the most basic survival instinct that even a tiny cockroach has? Maybe it's both. But the point is, we've made that commitment, you've made that commitment, we know where we stand, now it's time for others to get on board with it. Now it's time for others to understand that's what's going on. And you've noticed a lot on the left have made their commitment to evil. I mean, that's what it is. When you see these people coming out and doing videos like teachers where they say, we're going to groom your kids, we're going to teach your kids how to have gay sex, we're going to sexually pervert your kids. We're grooming your kids. And they brag about it. That's them committing to evil. That's them saying, yeah, we're committed to this. We wake up every day and we go to war against you, your way of life, and your children. And they masquerade all around like, oh, it's about black people. Oh, it's about gay people. Oh, it's about the climate. It's about the virus. All of that's a lie. It's about their commitment to evil and destroying life on this planet as we know it. Are they under demonic possession? is it just basic Stockholm syndrome? Are these just some sort of fallen human entities that are actually mentally retarded because of the chemicals and the food and the water and the vaccines that has just made them mentally retarded, and now they're just totally propagandized by weaponized media? It's really sad, though, because you look at what's going on in Shanghai, and you realize that could easily happen to you, as that same notion, that same prevalence of oppression and authoritarianism and tyranny and totalitarianism exists in America. And it's people in positions of power that have the will to crush you. And that's just like, they're just lower level peons of the larger agenda, which are the people that believe they're the exterminators of the cancer or the parasites on this planet. That's you and me. And you know, it's all a funny joke. Bill Gates goes on TED Talks and says, if we do good with vaccines, we can kill most of the planet. And Klaus Schwab goes in front of the World Economic Forum and says, we're going to make sure everybody here is a slave of our system, but they'll be happy. They brag about it. So that's their commitment to evil. And maybe they really have convinced themselves in their head that it's a good thing to kill all people because we're a cancer on this planet. Maybe they really believe that. But they've made that commitment. And so if you're a gazelle and you're getting chased by a lion and you know what that lion wants to do to you, do you just stand there and say, I'm just going to remain neutral here. I'm just going to remain neutral on that lion wanting to gnaw my legs off and feed him to his cubs as I bleed out in the desert. I'm going to be neutral on that. Or is the gazelle a genius because the gazelle knows that lion wants to eat it for dinner? And so the gazelle's a genius, so it runs? Or is the gazelle just an animal with basic survival instincts and it decides to run? Either way, it makes that commitment. It's not going to be eaten by the lion. But even if it doesn't make that commitment and says, I'm going to do nothing, it gets eaten by the lion. So that's where we're at right now. But the great American awakening is happening, folks. It really is. From doctors, members of the media, politicians, athletes, and just the everyday citizen that goes to work and punches the clock and raises a family, takes care of their neighborhood and everything else, people are realizing the decision is going to be made. You can lay out and chill in that desert and say, hey, you know what, I'm just going to hang out here. I'm just going to be neutral, and you can wait and that lion will come chew you up for dinner. Or you can have the basic survival instinct or next level genius to realize that lion's going to eat you. Maybe it's time to run away. Or maybe, and it's not the best analogy, but maybe it's time to get that lion away. Maybe it's time to say this lion that wants to eat us and kill us all, maybe we need to get them off of this plane here with us. But we're not dealing with a lion. We're dealing with satanic, pedophile, demonic creeps. And see, they just think it's, the lower level ones think it's all just a game. Oh, I'm going to pretend to be a girl and then win at sports. Ha 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 ha. But the upper level of the cultural engineers, they know exactly what they're doing. Making you so miserable that you invite suicide. You invite death.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About
25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars.